Buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can't buy me love. No, 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 no. They don't need no diamond ring. But I'm not satisfied. Diamond rings that I need just can't buy. I don't care too much money. Money can't buy me love.
Hey, Maddie.
Hey, Carly.
Welcome to Teenage Dirtbags with a Z.
That's correct. We just sang a very good song called Can't Buy Me Love by the very good band, The Beatles.
Yes.
And Carly knew none of the words.
I tried my
but
hardest.
But she did make it. You had a great addition.
Thank you so much.
How's it going?
I'm good.
What's your update? Oh, boy.
That movie we just watched was so painful to watch.
I know. We'll get into that.
Buffering.
We'll fucking get into that.
Why can't we get into it now?
Because I want you to ask how I am.
How are you?
I haven't had sugar in 4 weeks or 3 weeks or some shit. I'm doing a boxing training thing with my best friend, Helene, who has a company for girls boxing called Girls Just Want to Box.
Look it up.
And anyway, I'm doing this thing with her. So I haven't had sugar and I just ate a bite of cheesecake, so I am on another fucking level right now.
Sorry, I'm a bad influence on you.
I honestly feel like I could fly right now
because of the bite of sugar you
had. Because of the bite of sugar that I had for the first time in a month, I honestly feel like I could just rocket into the air at this moment.
Okay.
So yeah, we watched a movie called Can't Buy Me Love today.
Yes, we did. Do you want me to read the facts, the timbits?
Yes, please.
Okay. This movie was directed by Steve Rash. It was written by Michael Spurdlick, and it's starring Patrick Dempsey and Amanda Peterson. It's rated PG and premiered on August 14th, 1987.
That's wonderful.
Here's the log line.
I will read it. It is, a nerdy outcast secretly pays the most popular girl in school $1,000 to be his girlfriend. Now, before we start getting into this, before we even say one more word about this movie, we're going to say something that's a little controversial.
Whoa, what?
We watched this movie over the internet. And the reason it's controversial is because, well, Carly and I both work in film. And we watched this movie on the interwebs. But anyway, this movie is an hour and 34 minutes or something. And it literally took us probably 3.5 hours to watch it.
Yeah, kids, don't stream. It's not worth it.
Good Lord, it kept buffering. And so, I mean, I'm sure the movie, honestly, I want to give this movie a much higher rating, but I'm not going to because it was the most miserable watching experience of my life because we just had to keep, it would honestly play 10 seconds and then it would pause. And then I'd have to pause it and then we'd go do something to let it buffer, come back, it'd play 15 seconds and then we'd pause. Oh, Christ almighty.
I know.
But
like,
anyway,
I actually have
it.
A headache right now.
I know, me too.
From watching it.
I'm exhausted. I don't want to talk about it, but
I
we
know.
Will. But anyway, so had you seen this movie?
I had before. Seen the first maybe half an hour. And then I don't know what happened. Maybe it started buffering and I shut it down.
Sounds familiar. I'm shocked we didn't. I actually tried to get Carly to fast forward it, but she wouldn't let me. So
no.
Don't worry, guys.
Nope,
we
nope,
watched
nope.
the whole thing.
Whole thing.
It's funny because I actually, when we pulled this movie, I was really excited because I was like, oh, good. Like a one I hadn't seen before. And obviously it's very, it's a pretty famous movie for the 80s. And I was really excited. And it wasn't until the very last second of the movie that I realized I have seen this movie before.
Really?
Yes. Like I watched the whole thing. And then at the end I was like, I've seen this before. And I not because I understand that the last kind of little frame of the movie is a very famous frame. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But it's not that. It was the last scene and maybe just before that I went, oh, I remember watching this.
Like, how old were you?
Oh, it wasn't that long ago. It was probably like within the past 5 years. But it was just so funny that clearly it was good. I watched it and it left my mind entirely. But anyway.
Yeah.
So basically, the concept of this movie is Patrick Dempsey. So he plays Ronald, who's a nerd, and he is interested in the popular girl played by Amanda Peterson.
Cindy.
Her name is Cindy Mancini. Because,
oh, wow,
of course, it fucking is.
Right.
Anyway, she borrows her mom's suede leather outfit for a party, spills red wine all over
it. It's white, whatever
it
is.
It's white. And she has to get it fixed. It's too much. Da, da, da. Anyway, he has all this money because of his job. And he says he'll pay her $1,000 so she can get the new outfit as if she pretends to be his girlfriend for a couple weeks or a month or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the more detailed log line. Go ahead. What's your first line? Or your first note, I mean.
Patrick Dempsey's hair is gorgeous. Yeah.
He is a cutie patootie in this movie.
What flow.
Throughout the entire movie, Carly was like, look at this man. Look, he's McDreamy. His hair, his eyes, his shirt, his arms, his neck, his pimple on his forehead. Like, she just was so excited about him. I'm not judging.
I loved his outfits, too.
Yeah, he had some cool style. We'll get to that later.
What was your first note?
My first note was the phone line in the room. So, Cindy and her friend. So, basically, they're all high school, obviously. Welcome to fucking teenage dirtbags. Mm-hmm. They're in high school, and Cindy has a boyfriend, I guess, who's playing football in college or some shit. So he's going to be on TV. So
Bobby.
So anyway, point is her girlfriends are in her room and her phone rings, like her landline in her room.
Mm-hmm.
And it just brought me straight back because by the time when I was 7 to 10 years old, I was under the impression that when I became a teenager, my like sole goal in life would be to have my own phone line.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I guess kind of we did with cell phones and stuff.
Yeah.
But specifically, you have a phone line in your room.
Yeah.
And the phone is some big plastic pair of lips or a hamburger or some shit. Yeah. Anyway, so that just brought me back because her phone line rings and they all like scream and run over to it. Because I just remember this being not only a storyline in every single movie and TV show ever in the 80s/early 90s, but specifically Full House.
Oh,
when DJ Tanner gets her first phone line.
Interesting. My mind goes to Seventh Heaven because Lucy really wants her own phone
line. It's such a classic. I honestly kind of wish that was something we did go through, but we didn't have that.
No, I mean, even at the time before cell phones, I was like, I'm not even going to bother asking my parents because there's just no way.
Yeah, I also didn't really care because to this day, as many people know, I don't like talking on the phone. I'd rather.
But you didn't even back then?
No.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I was all about chatting on the phone.
No, I had no interest. I'm pretty sure. So that being said, and I have it somewhere, I'm sure. I had, I think it was McDonald's French fries phone or some shit like that. But I had like cool plastic phones. So I would have them plugged in. I had them plugged in my room, but it wasn't a separate line. It was just a phone. But then also because I would sleep in as a teenager and shit, I didn't want it plugged in. So it was just like a phone sitting
there. Yeah, well, you're also an only child, so in my house it was like both my brothers were quite popular, and so there were so many people calling them all the time, and my parents, you know, they had people calling them too, so it was just like
you're just a loser who didn't have anyone.
Well, I had people that were calling me too, but then we had the internet, so during dial-up, if you're trying to call, it gives the busy signal if you're on the internet, so it's just like five people trying to communicate with their friends
and the internet and shit.
It was just a lot.
I mean, you're right, I am an only child, so, and I wasn't popular, so
you no have so many me. friends.
I'm just teasing, but no, I mean, people did call. We called a lot, but it was literally, it was, hey, you want to come over, great, see you then, we'll talk then. I hate talking on the phone. I fucking hate it.
Really? Like, I would like watch Friends with my friend Allie. We'd like stay on the line while we watch the episode.
Well, that being said, there is one person I would do that with, and that's Kirstie.
Yeah.
And we would watch, it's only one TV show that no one's ever heard of. It's called Brenda Leonard Show. And we would watch it at 10 or 10:30 or 11 or some shit at night. And we would each sit on the phone, and there's really nothing to comment on.
Yeah.
And so we would just like breathe into the phone
in
the middle of the night. And then the next morning we would talk about it at school. But anyway, so we did do that, but we did, that's the same thing. We didn't talk on the phone. It was, we're in each other's presence in a way, but silently.
When I was in grade 6, we did this thing. I don't know why, where we thought it was so funny, where we were like, let's never say bye. Let's just hang up when we're done. So, like,
that's kind of funny.
Someone would be in the middle of a sentence just being like, so, yeah, like, today I went to the dentist. And you just be like, beep, beep. Like, the person on the other end just left.
That's pretty funny.
Because sometimes you would talk and talk and talk before you realize no one's there.
Right.
And you just felt so dumb, but then you would just laugh so hard.
That's really funny. I like that. I'm going to do that to you from now on, though we've never spoken on the phone.
Ever.
I don't think, like, ever.
Yeah.
Maybe one time.
Maybe.
Maybe. Probably not.
My other note is that Ronald's dad looks like Seth Meyers.
It's funny you say that. I actually have a note about him too.
What is it?
I said, why is he only 10 years older than Patrick Dempsey?
I know.
He looks like he is his older brother.
When I saw his dad for the first time, I was like, so he's our age. Like,
yeah. Yeah. He looked, which I guess is possible if he had him at literally 13. But
I guess,
I mean, and I guess people do that, but it was very strange. Yeah. He's very young. Yeah. Or he looks very young.
That dad's like 31.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing about this movie is that, so Maddie has a certain affection for redheaded men, and her top redheads, correct me if I'm wrong, are...
I can't wait to hear this.
Donald Gleason.
Yes, correct.
What's his face from Harry Potter?
Correct.
What's his name?
So far, two of those people are from Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Rupert Grint. Mm-hmm.
And the other, as far as I can recall, would be Mr. Seth Green.
Yes. Seth Green is up there, but you're missing someone very, very important.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Also, Seth Green, I'm so sorry, I love you, but he's not really up there anymore.
Really?
Yeah, like, I love him. Trust me, I love him. And if you ask anyone I went to high school and junior high school with, they will say he was my number one. But
I'm shocked.
I don't consider him as much of a redhead anymore. He's more brown.
Well, he's definitely brown in this. Brown hair.
Jesus. You're missing a very important one.
Okay, I'm so upset.
Who's the most famous ginger right now?
Oh, Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, I love Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Anyway, this is unrelated, but yes,
Seth Green is... It's not unrelated because someone is in this movie.
Seth Green's in it! And I was very happy, except he's like 7 in it, so obviously I was not interested. But, and he has dark, dark, dark brown hair, like black hair in this.
Yeah, you can tell they dyed it.
Yeah, I hated that so much.
Yeah.
But Seth Green, honestly... First of all, I mean, in high school, I had a crush on every single celebrity, as we've kind of discussed before. But Seth Green, which was such a random, because everyone's like, Adam Brody and Chad Michael Murray, which I agree with. But I was like, Seth Green, the short guy. Like, I loved him so much.
He was amazing. Also in Grey's Anatomy for a couple episodes.
Oh, Christ's sake. Oh, Lord.
No, I like Seth Green. I never had a crush on him. I'm not attracted to him, but I think he seems like a great guy.
I had cutouts of him in my wall.
I believe it. For sure. I believe it.
In fact, I probably still have him.
Okay, so we've got Patrick Dempsey, and he's a nerdy, and he has three friends, and he's in his senior year, and he's like, guys, I want to experience life. Like, we don't do anything except play poker on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And all his friends are like, we're not cool. Like, you need to accept it, bro.
And they're all kind of just fine with playing poker. Like, that's just what they want to do, but he wants more.
So then Patrick Dempsey goes to the mall and uses and is about to use his lawn mowing money to buy a new telescope. But then when he's looking through the telescope, which I really like this part.
Yeah, it's
funny. Looking through the telescope at the mall, and then he spots Cindy, the popular girl.
Who the night before had borrowed her mother's white suede, like, outfit.
Pantsuit.
Full outfit. what are they called? Not frills. A fringe on it.
Yeah.
And she looked like a cowboy, but it's the 80s, so that's okay. Anyway, she's going to the store to try to return it, which, because it got red wine spilled on her. And I have a couple things to say about this. First of all, why is she so stupid?
What do you mean?
She just thinks you can spill red wine on something and return it?
Yeah. I think she just thinks because of her... charm and good looks she can get away with it.
Well, she's not very charming during this part. She's like screaming, but anyway.
Yeah.
The other thing is, why are these teenagers drinking wine? I don't think I ever in my life saw a teenager drinking wine.
Well, it's that one character who's trying to be classy.
Oh, that's true. Fine, fair enough. Okay, you've taken that one.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's
So she's trying to return her outfit because it was her mom's, and she's really scared.
Like, it's ruined.
Yeah, she's really scared that her mom's gonna lose her mind.
Which she will, because she warned her not to take it.
Yeah.
Yep. And so we see her at the front desk or whatever, the cashier, and we see the outfit displayed right behind perfectly with a nice little giant price tag on it, $1,000 in 1987.
That's an expensive outfit.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I don't even think that would be $1,000 today.
Well, certain stores, you know.
I guess, but like not in a mall, like some shitty mall store run by some old Greek man.
Well, you never know, okay? The 80s were a different time. Okay, Maddie can say it because she's Greek.
I love the Greek guys. So the old Greek men.
Patrick Dempsey comes over and he sees her predicament. And so what he decides to do is pull out his $1,000 from his pocket.
Like his cash.
His cash. Fan it out in his hand.
And knock on the
window. Knock on the window and smile like a creepo.
Like, literally, he looks like he's ready to abduct and murder her.
Yeah.
The way that he's smiling at her.
Then this movie does a weird thing where it plays music. And it shows Patrick Dempsey talking to her, but we don't hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
And then it cuts back to them, and she's like, what? You want me to be your girlfriend for $1,000?
And she goes, are you high?
Yeah.
It's really weird. So he's like, yeah. Like, as if, first of all, as a side note, like, that is the most outlandish thing to ever say. I understand it's a movie. I get it. I'm not hating on that part. But it's just so funny that, like, they didn't show the lead up, the build up of that conversation. So as far as we know, he literally just walked up to this girl who he literally does not know and said, be my girlfriend for $1,000.
I know. In script land, that moment is called the catalyst or the inciting incident. And right. Normally that's like a big moment. It's like the moment that propels the rest of the story. And they just kind of like brush over it. They just like have
boop, here it is.
Yeah. They have weird music playing. And all of a sudden he's just like, bah, you're going to be my girlfriend. She's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, very strange.
But anyways, she eventually agrees, even though she's like, you're crazy.
But she has all these rules. She says, you can't hold hands and we can't do something. And what's happened? Carly is looking very upset.
My next note is so strange.
Read it.
It says, lick finger and touch and make bumming noise.
Pardon?
What does that mean?
Let me see.
Right there. Oh, I remember what it is.
Lick finger and touch and make burning noise. Bumming noise?
Okay, no, it's ahead. The part please where the two it. Girls like this.
Oh, I wrote that down too. So the next day, or something. I don't even know what's the fucking next day. But anyway. Oh, it is the next day. So she walks into school with Buddy, and they walk down the cool corridor or whatever it is. And he's so excited. And of course, as they assumed, everyone's like, what? Why are they talking? Why are they friends?
Yeah.
Anyway, so later her friends are all harassing her, all the guys and the girls and whatever.
Yeah.
And the guys are like asking her 85,000 questions. They're like, what? And she goes, do you see a sign on my forehead that says information?
Right.
And the girls go, burn. And I'm like, pardon me?
I kind of want to do that starting from...
I would love to do that, but that's not a burn. She didn't say anything offensive.
Well, I think that any time we burn Mike in the future, we should lick our pointer fingers, touch them together, and then go...
We'll do that 1,000 times a day. I feel like we get him all the time. Mike. Also, speaking of Mike, this man that's quizzing her... He's called John, Big John or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like Moose from the Archie comics, if anyone knows who the hell is. Basically, he's like this big, muscly man. And he reminded me of Mike. So he was my favorite character the entire time. I just want to say. Because I loved him. And he literally was Michael. And I loved it.
You know who was a disgusting character? Is Cindy's mom's new boyfriend.
Oh, my God. So his Cindy's Rock. Rock.
He comes to the door and looks her up and down and like lip...
Looks up Cindy.
No, I know.
Oh, it sounded like you said the mom.
Well, then he starts like licking his lips.
Yeah. He's like, I see where your mom or where your family... You maybe looks in the family. Blah, blah.
What did you just say? I actually didn't understand one thing you just said.
He's like... He's like, looks her up and down and he like licks her lips. He's like, I see where the looks... The good looks are in the family or some shit.
Oh, yeah. He says some gross stuff about, like...
Yeah, he, like, literally...
How old are you? Or something.
Yeah, he's, like, old enough for my penis or some shit. Like, it's literally nasty. And he also, by the way, is not a good-looking person. He looks like he just crawled out from under a fucking rock. Like, I want to mention this. So, right. So, at school, they have to start hanging out because he's paid her $1,000.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's, I think his deal is that they have to have lunch 4 times a week or something like that. Anyway, so he's dragging her because like she does not want to go to lunch with him. So they're lunch in the courtyard and there's all these tables and they're picnic tables or whatever, like cafeteria tables, but outside because they live in a nice fucking city.
Well, it seems like they live in like desert town. So it might be like Arizona.
I think it is Arizona. I think I read it's Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so whatever, they're outside eating lunch and there's tablecloths. Like runners, like red runners down it. I thought it was so funny because it's literally picnic tables. And I thought maybe it's just theirs because they're like the popular table. Right. No, every single table had a runner.
Yeah.
Like a red long tablecloth, which made me laugh. And I was like, who's setting that up? And they're washing it every day?
I know. I was thinking, like, what a waste of time to have to wash those every day.
Yeah. Because they're outside, too, so they're going to get dirty.
They're going to get birds shitting on them. Whose job
is that? Waste of time and waste of money.
Yeah, so...
And they were clean. They were very clean.
Yeah, someone's coming by with a duster buster.
Oh, yeah. And you got a duster buster, eh? And you got to, like, be able to eat off those things quite literally.
Quite literally. So they started hanging out, Patrick Dempsey and Cindy. And I found it very odd because I had the impression at the beginning of this movie that Ronald, played by Patrick Dempsey,
correct,
had a crush on Cindy.
Yes.
But ever since they made their deal, he seems to treat her like a pal.
Yeah.
Like, he's not nervous around her. He's just like...
I think...
He's more nervous around the guys. Like, he's just like, I want the guys to think I'm cool. And she's like, don't try so hard. And he's like, no, but, like, I want them to, like, accept me.
It's true. Like, I mean, I think that it's because he's paying her, though. Because he knows he has to pay her for this relationship or whatever. So he just kind of put it out of his mind that it's even a possibility. Because he's paying her.
Like, I guess. It's just like, if you like someone, you're going to be nervous-ish around them. And you're going to, like, be happy to be around them.
Yeah, I guess so.
But he was just like, I don't really care about you. I just want the guys to think I'm cool, which I thought was weird.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
Did you know that the original title of this movie was supposed to be Boy Rents Girl?
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read that. That's horrifying.
Yeah.
I did write down, I actually scribbled it out as well, that this is, especially since we've done so many movies where there's like bets or paying someone to do something. Yeah. And blah, blah, blah. But this one really is like a... sex worker.
I mean, I don't think they ever have sex in this movie.
No, but I mean, I don't mean sex worker as in like
she's an escort.
Literally, yeah. I mean, she is.
So they go on a date, which I actually thought the date was really cool. He takes her to like this old plane graveyard.
Yeah,
where all these old planes are in a field. Like, they're not functioning planes. They're like ones that have been like in the ocean or were in the war, but they don't.
And he knows a bunch of information about it, which, yeah, I thought was really cool. Like, I would love that. If
me too.
It's one thing to be taken somewhere like that, but it's another thing to be taken somewhere and the other person, I'm not talking about as a date, I'm talking about like with another human being, and that person knows a bunch of stuff and gave you all this information.
Yeah.
That isn't necessarily there. That's what it's like when I go to the ROM, for example, which is the Royal Ontario Museum in Toronto, for anyone who doesn't know, with my friends Daniel and Brent. Like, literally, we'll go and... I don't think they have once read the plaques. They just tell me information and they know everything.
Yeah.
And it's so cool.
Yeah, I love that. I would love if someone took me to like a plane graveyard. I think that's so neat. And then they sit in the plane and then like look up at the moon or whatever with his telescope. So cool.
I know. That is pretty cool. I mean, I wish that was something that was possible at all, but I can't even imagine. Can you just sneak into a plane graveyard?
Well, not anymore. I don't even know
those exist. Ooh.
But he says to her that he thinks by like... the 2000s that people will be living on the moon.
Wrong.
Wrongo.
Spoiler alert, Patrick. You're wrong. You're such a dumb idiot.
But he's not far off because apparently people are going to be living on Mars soon.
Okay. Well, I await that day and I will wave them goodbye because I'm not doing that. Would you do it?
No.
Yeah. No, you couldn't. No. Well, I was going to say you couldn't pay me enough, but you could probably. But
no, I have no interest in going to another planet and building a new civilization and like... Can you imagine going to Mars and then just being like, there's no malls, there's no movie theater, there's no internet. There's no internet, there's nothing. You're just standing around being like, well, I guess we should start building.
Do you think, here's a question, do you think that when in like a billion years we start living on other planets or whatever, and we start, like, we have a civilization, there will be interplanetary cell phones? Like, could you text someone on
Probably.
I almost said it judo. I was doing Pluto and Jupiter, the same thing. When let me just text Marcy on Jupiter. She's over there on vacation.
It probably would take like 3 days, but.
But would it?
I don't know.
That's what they would have thought about cell phones now when people are throwing doves at each other. They're like, here's a note on a dove. It's going to take 3 days to get to you, but now it's texting. It's instantaneous.
On a dove.
What is it? Is it pigeon? Not a dove. Yeah. Whatever. Same fucking thing.
If we live on Mars one day,
mm-hmm,
and we're like transporting back and forth, say, mm-hmm, like, oh, I got to go visit grandma at Christmas time, but she lives on Earth. Ugh. So isn't that interesting that it would be like that person would be considered an alien coming to Earth because they're a creature coming from a different planet?
That's true.
So like if a baby start being born on Mars, like they're aliens.
They're Marsians.
Martians.
Oh. Oh, Christ almighty.
We are really, like, our brains are tired.
Honestly, it felt like we watched the Lord of the Rings trilogy. <I know. laughs> In total.
Extended versions.
Yeah. It honestly felt like we woke up, started the movie, and we just finished, and it's fucking 5 o'clock.
Oh, I know.
It was the longest movie of my life. And it was not. But anyway.
So,
okay, let's continue.
I have a question for you.
Please.
How much would you have to be paid to go out with someone that you're repulsed by? For example...
Like Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Okay. I have to be paid by who? Who's paying me?
Me.
You. So not Donald Trump.
No.
Okay. Well, that's different. Because if it was Donald Trump paying me, it'd be a lot more. Because I know we can afford a lot more.
Okay. So what would it be?
If it was him?
Yeah.
Literally, I would take everything except $5.
Pardon?
Like, if he has $3 million, which clearly he has more, but just for this, if he has $3 million, then it would be $2,999,995 is what I would take, so that he still has $5 to his name.
But you're not even having to do anything with him.
He's nasty. You know what? I don't even... We try to be pretty PG about our opinions on people. I don't care. Fuck that guy.
Boy, that boy nasty.
That boy... Nasty. He's a nasty little dumb idiot. But anyway, what about you? If you had to go out with Donald Trump, how much would it cost you?
I mean,
you don't have to go out with him once. You have to live this life. You have to be
for
his
one month.
Girlfriend for a month. You don't have to necessarily do anything, but you have to be his girlfriend for a month.
Yeah, go on dates.
You have to do something one time. You have to do the full act one time.
I have to do
every single thing.
All the bases once.
All the bases, and then a whole other game too.
What's another game? I thought I only did it once.
You have to do, no, like all in one go. You have to play all of the bases and a touchdown.
Okay.
How much would that cost you of Donald Trump's money?
Okay, Donald Trump's money. Okay, do I have to date him for a month? Like,
yes.
This movie?
Yes.
And I only have to do a little dingle wingle. One time?
Yes, but it has to be in the public eye because people, the whole point.
So I'm being filmed?
Yeah.
Okay, there's no money in the world that I would do a sex tape with Donald Trump. Okay. No money in the world.
Okay, what about the non-sex tape version? You just have to be his Melania Trump for a month. And you just stand by his side every presidential speech and pretend to be on his fucking side.
Realistically, I would do it for probably 200,000.
Are you? That's it? 200,000. I thought you were gonna say 200 million. Are you insane? Okay, who has $200,000 right now? Let's give it to Carly
to
go
be,
stand beside. You would need to pay me at least $1 million.
To stand beside somebody?
No, not somebody. Donald J.
Oh, get
Trump.
Over yourself. Get over yourself.
To stand beside him and support everything he says.
Yeah, and then when the month's over, you can be like, that guy sucks.
Yeah, but you can also get more money. He's a billionaire.
Well, is he, though? That's the question.
Well, he's paying Melania Trump. Welcome to our political podcast called Trump or Dump.
Dump on Trump. That's his fetish.
Oh, God. All right.
Aaron, I want you to give me a good dump.
Is that your total?
Make it huge.
You fired. A fiery dump. Jesus Christ. This has gone.
That's a terrible. I am so bad doing a Trump voice. Huge. What is that? Gina.
Oh,
can you
Christ.
Do one?
Yeah, I did. You fired.
Yeah, that's like an Italian man.
He's Italian. Just
is
kidding.
He?
No.
Oh.
He's white and dumb.
Okay, so then we're at the dance. They do like an African dance, which I'm pretty sure is racist.
Okay.
Because he learns the dance from TV, and it's this African man doing like a tribal dance,
yeah.
And then he does it at the dance, and everyone learns how to do it, which, by the way, was choreographed by Paula Abdul.
Yeah, which is the most random thing I've ever heard in my life, though it was the 80s, so that makes sense, I guess.
So I think that was appropriation.
Does she still dance?
Is she even alive?
Yeah, she's got to be alive. I think we would have heard.
Oh, yeah. Recently, she fell off a stage when she was performing.
Paula.
She fell right off the stage.
Oh, no.
I think she really got hurt.
Oh, Paula, I hope you're well.
I haven't checked in a while. I don't know if she made it.
This is the most insane episode. Holy shit. Okay.
Okay, so is my favorite line. This is my favorite line of the whole movie. Is when, okay, so Patrick Dempsey's at, he's in a car with a girl. So Cindy has now developed feelings for Ronald. But Ronald is all in his head about stuff. So he's like, let's have this big, insane breakup in front of everybody so I can have this really cool reputation. So he does that. Okay, so cut to...
without her permission. Like, she's like, no, I don't want to do that. And then, like, in the middle of the hallway, he does that. And then she slaps him across the face.
Yeah, so he's really rude. And he thinks that they're just putting on an act. But she's actually really mad and slaps him. So anyways, after all these girls see this display, they start to really like him. They're like, oh my gosh, he's so sexy. He just broke up with Cindy. He's a heartbreaker. Yeah, they're like into him now. And so one of the girls is in the car with them and she takes off her shirt. She's in her bra. And then he's like so excited because he's never done anything before. And then it cuts to a scene where it looks like he's masturbating under his sheets, but he actually has a calendar with a flashlight and he's crossing off all the dates. And then he circles the current date and he goes, 16 years and 57 days. That's a long time to wait for some tit.
That's a long time to wait for some tit.
That's a long time to wait for some tit. I don't know why I'm a Southern man.
Now that's a long time to wait for some tit.
Anyway, so that happens.
So Ronald becomes popular. They decide they're going to go egg a house. It turns out...
and it's, shit on it.
And they have a whole...
like a literally a garbage bag full of poop.
It's dog poop. And so Patrick. His name is Ronald.
Ronald
throws this brown bag of dog crap against this home's door. And the bag...
explodes.
The bag explodes. It's so much shit.
Like, literally from, like, a door. It's a normal-sized door to a house. And it's covered in dog shit. Where'd they get all of that dog shit from?
Like, who's picking... someone's collecting that.
But, like, that means that there's either a whole neighborhood of people who do not pick after their up after their dog, or there's one person and they followed that person for like a year and a half.
Maybe they have a dog themselves and they just pick up after their own dog.
That's true too. I guess that's an option.
Okay. So then we find out that Ronald's old best friend, it's his house, which I'm like, why doesn't Ronald know that's his friend's house? Because he looks shocked.
Like, literally his best friend.
His friend looks at him, and they're both shocked.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, and then my favorite part ever is when he tries to make up with his friend at the arcade, and his friend's just screaming, "You shit on my house!" And he's crying. "You shit on my house!
You shit on my house!"
Ronald's crying. He's actually in tears because he can't believe how much he hurt his friend. His friend's just screaming, "You shit on my house!" You
like screaming it. House. Screaming it. Mm-hmm.
"You shit on my house!" We're drunk.
I might be.
Then we get to the part where, okay, so Cindy finally tells everyone that this guy's a fake and he paid her.
Yeah. And then everyone starts ignoring him and it's... I mean, well-deserved, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think everyone's pretty fucked up in this whole scenario. No one's perfect, but anyway.
Like, would you be, like, mad at your friend if you found out they were paying someone to, like, I feel like I'd be like, oh, that's sad, but I'll still be your friend.
Yeah. I mean, you're kind of paying to be our friend.
Kinda. It's true.
You pay monthly.
I pay monthly.
And you pay to my father.
Do you want to talk about the part where that monstrous tall girl comes up to Ronald?
Oh, fucking Christ. Okay. So Ronald is sitting at his little table outside that's got a tablecloth on it for lunch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's by himself because now his old friends don't like him because he shit on the one guy's house.
You shit on my house!
And the other ones don't like him because they've all found out that he paid Cindy and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it's a shot of Patrick Dempsey sitting there, like, hunched over at the table. And Carly goes, "Look at that girl behind him." And right, like, against his head, basically, is this woman's pelvic region. Because she's standing, like, directly beside him.
She's very tall.
She's very, very tall. So, anyway, I'm like, that's a weird shot. Why are they doing that? Anyway, they cut to her. And it's this horrific, very unflattering shot. Like, very, very up-angled shot at her.
They're trying to emphasize that she's very tall.
She's a giant. And she goes, what does she say exactly? She says something like, you were in my economics class. You could have got me from 49, not 5. And then she, like, cackles and everyone, like, laughs at his horrible.
At his expense.
And I'm like, what? This girl just, like, cheapened herself to not even 50 bucks. Like, she didn't even get 50 bucks. She's saying, you could have got me for under 50 bucks.
You could have had me for $49.95 because I have no self-respect.
Yeah, and then she, like, runs away and laughs. And everyone's laughing, like, good burn. Like, ooh, tss, good burn.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was so mean to yourself, girl. She did a double burn. She burned his...
What did she
intelligence? I was trying to say intelligence. I was gonna say athleticism, but that's not right.
Oh,
I'm on another planet called Mars today. Anyway, I hope this episode is listenable. It's just me cackling. Okay. Anyway, yeah, it was crazy.
How much money would you pay
for what
to date the man of your dreams?
I am already. I didn't have to pay nothing.
Ah, that's so nice,
Michael Hallis. That's him. How much would you pay?
The man of my dreams?
Yeah.
I would say I'll give you $100.
Me? Or no! The person? Why did you say you?
You're not the man of my dreams.
Okay, go ahead. You pay the man of your dreams $100.
I would say I'll give you $100 to go out for dinner with me.
Hold on. You're paying him $100 and then you're paying for the dinner? Or the $100 is contributed to the dinner?
I don't know. Both.
Sorry? It could be both.
Okay, well, how about I pay him $100, which includes dinner?
So you're giving him $100, and then he has to pay for dinner with that $100?
No.
Oh, Christ.
I will pay you $100 to come and have a coffee with me. And if after...
You heard it here first, people! Who wants $100 for coffee?
And if you... But they have to be the man of my dreams. And if you... And you have to spend 1 hour with me, okay? And if...
Okay.
You have zero interest in me after this transaction.
You have to give back the $100.
No.
Oh.
I'll just go, all right, that's fine. But I just want the chance to show him that I am
the
so
time
beautiful.
Of your life.
Oh, different songs. To me, can't you see? Then he'll say to me, you know what, Carly?
You're the one that I want.
Everything I hope for.
You're not going for the right songs.
You're everything I need. And then together we'll say,
we are so beautiful to us. Stupidest.
Did you have any fashion faves?
Fashion faves. Well, I can tell you what your answer is. My fashion fave was the suede pantsuit that she got.
Mm.
I have to say, I'm not being funny. I'm not lying. I love fringed shit.
Mm.
Like, she's got the fringed, I don't like the white suede part, but I love fringed jackets. I think they're so goddamn mm-hmm. cool, especially if they're brown.
Mm.
So that was pretty cool. I like fringe. I also just love the style of the 80s. And they kept having, a lot of the girls had like jean skirts on or whatever that were not fitted, but like normal. And then they had like a hugely baggy crop top.
Yeah.
And I love that look. I love that look so much. So that made me happy.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah, it's super cool. Super cool. I really do wish that I was a teenager in the 80s sometimes. I was alive for 6 months of the 80s, and I wish it was longer.
I was born in 1990. So, what did you think my fashion fave was?
Patrick Dempsey's shirts.
But do you know which one specifically?
The last one.
No, but I did like that. It was actually the first one. He's wearing a black t-shirt that has the galaxy on it.
Oh, and it says...
It says, you are here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I would literally wear that.
Literally? Or figuratively?
Emotionally, spiritually, and physically.
What about mentally?
Yes.
Okay. Good. I'm glad we determined that.
And that's the end of our episode.
Oh, Christ.
Except we have one more segment.
Yes, we do.
Let's do a little jingle for it.
Leo.
Leo.
Leo. Leo. Leo. Leo.
Six degrees.
6 degrees Leo.
Great. Let's hear yours. Let's see if you can
beat
me,
so
lady.
So I, for the first time ever, I was like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to kick her ass. Spoiler alert, I don't. But anyway, so mine was Patrick Dempsey. Mm-hmm. I went a long way around.
Okay.
But anyway, Patrick Dempsey is in a little thing called Grey's Anatomy, as you know.
Grey's.
Which is written by Shonda Rhimes.
Uh-huh.
Who...
Created by.
I'm sorry. Whatever.
Yeah.
Created. She has something to do with it. And she also, throwback, worked on and wrote a little movie called Crossroads.
Okay.
And that starred Zoe Saldana.
Oh.
Who was in Avatar, directed by James Cameron.
So basically you're just copying my thing from Crossroads.
Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, I had 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, mine goes a little something like this. Patrick Dempsey's in a little movie called Enchanted with Amy Adams. Amy Adams was in a little movie called Catch Me If You Can with Leo. Boom, done. Move out the way. Move out the way.
Christ. Oh, boy.
Love you, Leo.
Lily.
Leo, I pay you at least $200. At least.
At least. What would you rate this movie?
If there was no buffering, it'd probably be high. So let me think about that. I would say 7.
Okay.
I think that it would be a movie that I would have liked watching as like a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But now as a 28-year-old, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I just didn't quite have a
connection.
Connection,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say the first time I watched this movie, I would have given it 6.5, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I'm going to give it a fucking 3 because it's the worst viewing experience of my life. But that is not its fault.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know you can't judge it.
I know.
Based
so
on
I will
internet.
Say 6.5. I'll say 6.5.
Okay.
I really do like it. But, you know, I love me a good bet story or, well, not bet, but whatever, payments thing. Who do you relate to the most?
I relate to the best friend because... I don't want anybody to shit on my house.
Okay. That's a good one.
You?
I relate to whatever girl is in love with Big John.
Okay.
Because
you
Big
are.
Big John. Yeah.
Because you're in love with Big John.
Yeah. And Mike. Thanks for listening to Teenage Dirtbags. You can find us on Instagram at Teenage Dirtbags Podcast with a Z. Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.
You are so beautiful to me.